Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
I am so fascinated by our first guest. I just want you all to know, welcome to the program. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio, and check out FrankieBoyer.com. Chris Sanchez is with us. Now, you may not know, but this is the truth. He has over 13 million Twitter followers. Uh-huh. One of the 150 most followed handles. And it is so, Chris, your story of procrastination, this is so fascinating. I am like blown away by your book. By the way, the book is called Cats Are Capable of Mind Control. And 1,000 plus Uber facts you never knew you needed to know, which I have to tell you, they're so fun. And yeah. You started hashtag UberFacts more than, 4 years, 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
Yeah. So I started, I had changed the account's name to UberFacts in the beginning of 2011, and it gained some popularity by the end of that year, beginning of 2012. So, I guess it's about 4 years ago now.
So how does a procrastinator... And you don't even know how the book came out. Tell us. I mean, I love this story because it's so real. It's so real. You know, they were just, everyone was buzzing about Kim Kardashian having more money and one of the most wealthiest women on the cover of Forbes. Mm-hmm. And she said, isn't it amazing with what no talent will get you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello. I mean, yeah.
I saw that photo. She was like, hashtag not bad for a girl with no talent. But that's the smart thing is that, you know, one of her earliest business, I tweeted a fact about this. She started this closet organizing business on eBay, like way back before she was famous, you know? So that's also one
that's
of
right.
the stories. On
that's right.
Weird
because
thing that you're good at.
Yeah. she actually did Lindsay Lohan's closet and a lot of famous celebrities.
Yeah,
I knew that. Yes. Yeah, crazy. Okay, so you were, tell us, you were cramming for a history
exam? Yeah, I wasn't studying for the test that I was supposed to be studying for, because that's just what I do. I like to put things off until the last minute.
Hello, I'm right there with you.
And I was on this website called StumbleUpon. I don't know if you've heard of that one, but
no.
You hit a button and it takes you to a bunch of random pages. It was pretty popular years ago, and I was brought to a page of like 10 amazing facts that'll blow your mind or something like that. And I was reading this article and I was like, you know, it would be a really good idea to start tweeting these facts, because after you send out a tweet, it's saved in your timeline and anyone else who's interested in the page could start following it. So that was how I first got into tweeting facts. That's why I first started.
Okay. So you have the most fascinating pieces of information in this this book. And, I mean, this is for anyone out there that wants to get a young person reading. Let me tell you. No, I'm not kidding. Go and get Cats Are Capable of Mind Control. Your kids will not put it down. You won't put it down, and your kids won't put it down because it's so addicting.
Yeah, we wanted to do something that you can, like, get lost in, you know, and there's, I think there's stuff in it for everyone. Everyone likes fun, useless pieces of information. So.
Okay, so give us some of your favorite fun, useless pieces of information that you found out about in this book.
Some of my favorite ones are airplanes' black boxes are not actually black. They're orange.
Yes.
And for good reason, too. You know, it's just a lot easier to find a bright orange box than a black box. One.
Yes. Yes.
Also, scientists have been able to turn a shot of tequila into diamonds by heating it to 800 degrees Celsius. So you can turn tequila into diamonds, which is amazing.
That's amazing.
I don't know why you'd want to waste the tequila, though, personally. But
personally, I wouldn't either. And by the way, did you know, I bet you didn't know this because I'm a real tequila girl. Did you know that tequila has no carbohydrates? Very low carbohydrates. Very low in the glycemic index. You can use that from Frankie Boyer. And did you know that tequila has inulin, which is a prebiotic for probiotics?
So basically, we should all start drinking more tequila.
Well, yeah, it's good for your stomach.
Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I'm a fan of it myself.
Okay. So one out of 10 Americans has a lifelong drug addiction of some kind. That's a pretty scary fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's real scary. Yeah. Okay, this is really gross. Tell us what happens when we sneeze.
Oh, a sneeze travels out of your mouth. I'm trying to remember it off the top of my head.
Oh, I'll read it for you. It's really gross, but this is how it's read. I'm just taking it, quoting it from Chris himself, so don't get on me. Snot from a sneeze can travel up to 200 miles per hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What's really gross about that is it's not visible, but the germs from a sneeze can cover a room very quickly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is an interesting fact. Multiple sclerosis occurs far less in tropical and semi-tropical climates than cold climates, and nobody really knows why. That's really fascinating. The average human eyelash lasts 150 days. We slough off 8.8 pounds of skin per year. Perspiration is actually odorless. The smell is caused by bacteria that live on the skin. Women blink 19 times per minute on average, while men blink 11 times per minute, and gay men blink more than straight men. It takes 7 pounds of pressure to rip off a human ear. I mean, okay, so this began, how did you begin this blog? And so every day you would just tweet some of these silly and interesting and obscure facts?
Yeah. So I spent, I was working a part-time job when I first started, and when I wasn't working, I just spent time online trying to find interesting information for me to post. And I still do. I have one employee. We spend about 8 to 10 hours each day looking for content, but that's how it started. I've always had this thirst for new information, and I've sort of been on like a quest to find the greatest fact in the world, which doesn't exist. There are a bunch of great ones. But yeah, that's what really drives it.
So, and you now have this unbelievable following. So I have to ask you, how does it all work now that you have all of this fame and it's like people are waiting? It's like people are waiting for your tweets, or how does it work?
You know, I think a big thing is like because it's based on social media and the brand exists on other social media platforms, like it's on Facebook, it's on Instagram and Twitter, it's just really convenient for these users to not have to leave those sites to get this information. These people are already on Facebook and Instagram. So while they're doing, you know, while they're stalking their friends, they're stalking their exes, whatever it is that they're doing, in that they get these fun bite-sized pieces of information.
Well, I love all of this fun information. Like Stephen King, the horror writer, sleeps with the lights on. And the tomato has more genes than a human being. And it just goes on and on and on. I'm telling you, I couldn't put the book down. Just couldn't put the book down. Congratulations. Cats are capable of mind control and 1,000+ Uber facts you never knew. You needed to know. # Uber facts. Thank you so much, and congratulations for making such a huge impact in the world. This was really fun. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio.
Uncontrolled blood sugar levels can cause havoc to our health. Thankfully, there's a natural solution to support healthy blood sugar levels. Fast-acting GlyD can assist with supporting healthy blood sugar levels, glycation defense, and vitamin D deficiencies. Life is better with GlyD. Go to Amazon.com to order yours today. Search for GlyD. That's GlyD.
Hi, this is Ellie Cullen, registered nurse, author of Normal Blood Test Scores Aren't Good Enough, and founder of Your Future Health. Recently, Fox and NBC News featured Marcia Yeager's testimonial. She broke 4 inline skating records, won many national titles, and was inducted into the Roller Skating Hall of Fame. Then suddenly, she became ill and her life changed.
I have trained and competed in 2 marathons, the X Games and the World Games for inline speed skating. You can imagine my surprise when I found myself in the hospital 2 years ago with blood clots and ulcer-like lesions on my toes. I was sent home and told that my symptoms defied diagnosis. Desperate, I called Your Future Health. My health print showed me which foods and supplements I needed more and less of, and my omega-3 profile showed me that I had a severe deficiency in omega-3 fatty acids. And today, I'm feeling better than ever. Your Future Health literally saved my life.
Call Your Future Health at 877-468-6934 or visit yourfuturehealth.com.
Millions of Americans are searching for a natural solution to support healthy blood sugar levels. Millions more have unhealthy blood sugar levels and don't even know it. Fast-acting GlyD, used daily, will help support healthy blood sugar levels. GlyD's unique blend of ionic minerals and organic ingredients have been clinically shown to help support blood sugar levels. Life is better with GlyD. Go to Amazon.com to order yours today. Search for GlyD. That's GlyDed.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number 1 by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you. If you're young.
And welcome back. I requested that song because this is such a great story. For those of you, welcome. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. Dr. Freda Birnbaum is back, and her new book is out. It's called Life Begins at 60. Yes, bravo. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Well, most women in their 60s are grandmothers. Dr. Birnbaum was one of the oldest women in America to give birth to twins at age 60. And she's with us now, 8 years later. And it's such a pleasure, Doctor, to welcome you back, as I always love having you on.
Thank you. It's always fun to be on your show.
So you wrote this book for what reason? To let people know that
60
age
is not a
bad
place to be. I'm so sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I just wanted to, because I feel the same way that you do. The vibrancy in life. I have friends that are 79 that keep up with me and run circles around other people. 79. They're both 79. Two dear friends of mine. And you would never know it, the way they look, the way they dress, and the way they act.
I'm sitting here shaking my head, but you can't see me. I'm in agreement. I mean, it's such an exciting time. And, excitement about life and knowing who you are, it's the best of times. You know, it's just so sad that we don't know this. That's the message.
Well, we look at many, many women, and there aren't that many on television. I think Kathy Lee must be in her 60s now. And I think that probably Gail King must be at least 60 now. There's just a couple of women on television, maybe a few more actresses, but you know, we have been told, go out to pasture. And especially in the local news market, you know, older anchor women don't have a chance. They're sent out and replaced by younger. I think it's more for women than men. I don't think men have as many of the aging issues as women do. What do you think?
Absolutely, but it doesn't have to apply anymore because women are looking better. Older and younger, older. It's often you see someone who's 50s, even 60s, someone in their 30s, you can't even tell the difference anymore. So I think it's applying less and less for what's going on in the world today. And it's a time really to celebrate, and it's a time to feel better. I mean, look at Christie Brinkley. I mean, she's gorgeous. She was always gorgeous. So let's give her a break. She
right,
didn't become this
yeah.
person. This is who she, but she has not shown the negative signs of aging. That's true. She sells a cream, and I always say, come on, tell the truth. How many facelifts have you had? But that's not the point. The point is that it's going to trickle down from celebrities into society. So when you look at that and what that implies, it's such an exciting time to look at what the numbers middle age means today, having a passion means today, where you want to go in your life, having choices and permission to be youthful and young and vital. I mean, when my mother was 40 and she was pregnant, she was ashamed, and she miscarried on purpose. I mean, how sad is that? So at that time, it was probably like being 60 today.
Right. So you had older kids when you decided to have kids at 60. You already had a grown family.
Yes.
You had three children.
True.
What made you want to have another child? It turned out to be twins, but what made you want to have another pregnancy?
Well, you want to know the true story?
Yes.
The true story is that it wasn't me. No one asks me who's the one that wanted to have more children. I have somebody else, a partner with this, my husband. He was part of this. Surprise. And because of that, he's the one. So he's not someone that people interview, but he's the one that wanted to have more children. We were in the midst of adoption, and he said, no one will know your age, and you're young for your age, you're youthful, your parents lived on to their 90s. You know, so that's where it really stemmed from. I wanted to have another child for my son, who was like an only child at home. We were going through the process, and it evolved in that direction. So I ended up being 6-0, and the world was shocked, and I was shocked at the world, like deer in the, you know, headlights, that kind of feeling.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Yeah, that's what happened.
So how are the other siblings? How are they? I mean, they're grown. The two oldest are grown. How did they feel about this?
Well, you know, it took a while. My daughter said, enjoy your life. You did it all. Career, children, you worked hard. Rest, relax, have fun. And my son said that it's his turn. So I didn't get the kind of support that I could have gotten, but I also got a reality dose of how they felt, which was very much mainstream according to people their age, because I did get a lot of emails telling me pretty much the same from strangers. So it hit a nerve with the world. Why it created
right.
such a stir, and it did. I mean, there was media blitz from all over. That's interesting, because society was not giving the message to what was happening today. And hopefully, women are opening up more about their age because people are saying it's not old, because people are not putting them into a certain category. And women in the school are coming up. You know, I'm in my 50s. Nobody knew about this. Or I had a child, because if you could have it at this age, I could have it at in my late 40s. So that's where this is going more, and we need to continue to really address all the changes of everything later now that's more acceptable.
Right, right. And your upbringing, oh, we're out of time. Well, you know, this is going to be a series of interviews, because it's never enough with you. That's why I love having you on.
You're a pleasure. You know, you're very easy. You're not scripted, and you think, which is nice to hear. Somebody's thinking. But go
Thank
ahead.
You. Life begins at 60. Yeah, Life Begins at 60 is Dr. Frieda Birnbaum's new book. What's the best website, and how can people find out more about you?
Well, if they really want to know more about me, it's drfrieda.com.
Okay. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I always love having you on.
Pleasure.
We'll be back in a moment. We'll be back. It's Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. Biz Talk Radio, frankieboyer.com.
And they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up. Start over again.
As consumers in the 21st century, we are truly fortunate to have an abundance of choices in our daily lives. But when it comes to digestive health, there should only be one choice. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, easily recognizable in the bright green box on your retailer's shelf. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics stands out among all others. Never freeze-dried, but always live and viable due to a unique 3-year fermentation process, award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics provides the restorative balance needed to support your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint. And that is very important, as no two of us are alike. With over 30 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics takes digestive and wellness support to a whole new level. So look for the bright green box on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
biztalkradio.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and we are now joined by Deborah Graham. We have seen her on the TLC show, The Psychic Matchmaker. Her new book is out, and I just love this book, and it is called Get Your Head Out of Your App, A Psychic's Guide to Attracting and Keeping True Love, Divinely Inspired Dating Advice for a Disconnected World. And it is really, that is exactly the world that we're living in right now. And do we have Deborah? Okay, so we're trying her now and trying to get her, and it's just been a crazy day with the phone service. So okay. So hey Ricky, I have the right number, but I'm going to tell her to call us. Okay, so anyway, we will get her. And the deal is this: sometimes in life we keep making the same mistakes in our relationships, and it is very difficult. Relationships are difficult on a good day. You know that, and I know that. I have to say that I have a very dear friend of mine who lives out of state who is involved with an alcoholic, and she expects this man to behave differently every day.
All right, she's there now.
And she calls me, and she expects his behavior to be different. When you are involved with an alcoholic, why would you expect anything but the same behavior day after day? But we live in a world where we expect our relationships to be what we want them to be and not what the reality of them are. And so how do you find real love? And we finally have you, Deborah. It's a pleasure.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. So you are a gifted psychic with more than 30 years of experience as a spiritualist. And tell us about your new book.
The new book is called Get Your Head Out of Your App. It's a psychic's guide to attracting and keeping true love.
Why are we not attracting true love?
Because our problem is we got our heads stuck in our apps. We're not looking from the outside. We're looking from the inside, and we keep thinking that it's like a smorgasbord out there. We keep thinking if this guy doesn't work or this girl doesn't work, we could always go to the next, to the next, to the
next.
But the person you need look into is yourself.
Right. Why is that?
Way
too many choices. I have a lot of friends that exactly feel that way. One particular, she's West Coast, and I think it's that West Coast mentality, but she discards.
I can't even. It's all over mentality.
And they're always poor. She finds these misfits. It's like, what do we have this wish that we want to? I was just saying that it's like we have this wish within us that we can mold and change people in relationships.
Absolutely. And what happens is you can't change anybody but yourself. And sometimes, unfortunately, we have the loser magnet taped onto our foreheads. And sometimes we just keep looking for the same things different day. But what we need to do is change the energy with ourselves. And once you connect with you and you find inner peace and you clear away the old and the worn out, whether it be your last relationship, whether it be something you've dealt with in your past, your childhood, you've got to bring all of those emotions up to the surface and be able to clear that energy out in order to get whole, perfect, and complete with yourself. So then you are attracting
right.
the right relationship, because love is out there. It is out there. What I tell all of my clients, it's like going shopping. You don't just go on and try to pair of shoes on and they fit. You got to keep shopping until you find the right ones. It should be fun. It should be exciting. There's no such thing to me as a bad relationship. It's all about a learning curve.
Right. But don't you think the reality is that women in their 50s and 60s have a harder time?
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, it doesn't take a psychic or a scientist to figure that one out. It's just one of those things that, you know, when you're younger, there's more choices. You know, you're in college, you're in school, you're out with friends. And then when you get older, it's kind of like teaching an old dog new tricks. You're stuck in your ways. And, you know, you expect things to be the way you want them. You're going to have to bend because you can't change somebody. You know, and you think, well, you know, just like you expect it with some of your friends that may tell you, you know, oh, well, you know, he doesn't dress right, or he doesn't, you know, he's not tall enough, or he doesn't have enough hair, or he doesn't have, you know, he doesn't wear what I want him to be. Don't change that person. Look at the person's energy from the inside out. But be open because it's out there.
Right. So this little gem of a book that you've put together is so easy. Tell us, you say some people come into your life for a temporary experience and they have to leave so that a new experience can come. Don't shut yourself down because the only person you had loved up until now got away.
Absolutely. And you can't hold on to old relationships. You have to let go and let God and let new energy come in. And basically, you know, when you're opening yourself up to that new relationship, it's out there. Connections will come, and you have to take it one step at a time. Sometimes you have to go 3 steps back in order to go 10 steps forward, and just take all those experiences and just learn from them, connect with them, because opening yourself up is so hard. It is so hard to open up because you think, well, I'm going to go out tonight. It's a Saturday night. I'm going to look my best, and I'm going to attract the right person. Well, unfortunately, if you have that negative energy, you're going to attract the wrong person, because if there's 10 good guys out there and there's one bad, 9 times out of 10, you're going to attract the one that's less suitable for you. So this is what my book teaches you, not how to date, but how to become clear, how to become focused, and how to become more aware. Psychically and spiritually, by using your own intuition.
So for people that are looking for lasting love, do you like the web? Do you like the internet sites?
Well, I'm not going to say anything bad about them. I think that there's a lot of choices out there, but you also have to be very, very, very catchy on who you're connecting with, because there's also, unfortunately, a lot of scams out there. I mean, I've had quite a few clients, you know, get connected with guys and saying that there's someone who they're not, or women saying that they're single and they're not, and they're actually married. So you got to just become more aware. I always tell my clients that if you meet somebody, and even if they live in a different country, I don't care if they're living 10,000 miles away. Love is blind. You could find love wherever it's supposed to be. But, you know, instead of speaking to them or texting with them, go ahead and Skype with them. And I always say within the first month, you should always meet that person. And if they're avoiding you 9 times out of 10, that person is not real. They're not connected. They're either married or they're not available, or they're just not into you. And they're just looking for a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yes. My friend's son has been decided that he's going to put an effort into dating and meeting people. And so he finally, after many women that sent the wrong pictures or pictures when they were thin and they're heavy now, he couldn't believe the discrepancies between what they look like and how they are.
Absolutely.
In reality.
And that's the one thing, right? And that's the one thing. You need to be upfront and honest with that person because, for instance, I had a client, she met a guy. She said she was 3 years younger than she was. Okay, well, it wasn't that big of a deal, 3 years. But, you know, once he found out that she really wasn't the age that she said she was, you know, he was like, well, what else are you lying about? So it's always best to be upfront and honest in the beginning, even if it's 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. If you're 10 pounds bigger, 10 pounds thinner, don't judge a book by its cover. Open it up and see what's inside, because you want to love the person from the inside out, not the outside in. Because what I tell all of my clients, what looks good on the outside may not be so good on the inside. So you got to really, really be careful.
So if there's no attraction at the very beginning, do you want us to have another date? Do you want us to get together again? Deborah?
Well, I have the rule of three. I have the rule of three. To me, it's very important to go out on 3 dates. I mean, if you're feeling, oh, my God, this is just god-awful, I can't connect with this person, I'm not going to force anyone to make the rule of three. But I do always say it's best to go out 3 times. The first date you go out, you may or may not like he or she. The second date you go out, you know there's a little bit more of an intellectual connection. You can connect and see more about the things she likes, he likes, each other. You get a little bit more into the conversation. By the third date, you know if there's some sort of chemistry. And then I like for my clients to be monogamous. I like for them to be celibate for the first 3 months if they do feel there's a connection. Because you're not looking for the physical. You're looking for the spiritual, and you're not looking for the hookup. You're looking for a long-term relationship. Uh-oh. Oh, did we lose? Hello? Okay, yes, I'm here.
This was fascinating stuff. And I have a friend, Deborah. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
I have a friend who said she always recommends to everyone that she knows that's single, go through every season, and then after a year of having every season, then make your decision of a future. But don't do it before a year is up. And I like
Absolutely.
That, too.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. You know, I would love to tell my clients, wait 12 months before being intimate. But, yeah, I'm lucky if I could get past the first 3 weeks with them, getting them to 3
months. Oh, yeah, no.
12
no
months
kidding.
Is like holding your breath, turning blue and dying.
A Psychic's Guide to Attracting and Keeping True Love. Get your head out of your app. Deborah Graham, what's your best website?
The Psychic Matchmaker.
This is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Morey, founder of Super Good Stuff. They are the makers of functional products, products that we need to function better in the world. One of those products is an MSM formula. And Keith, it is such a powerful formula. What exactly is MSM and who needs it?
MSM, as far as I'm concerned, is the third most powerful product in the world. The reason for that, it's 34% sulfur, and sulfur is the third most used chemical in the body. And it helps with hair, nails, skin, knees, back, joints. It works on everything in the body. As I said, it's the third most powerful product in the world.
For more information about the MSM that Super Good Stuff makes, contact them directly at 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. Supergoodstuff.com.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Glad you're with us today. Our next guest, and listen up, baby boomers, because you're approaching Medicare age. And our next guest is a doctor who is very concerned. He's very concerned about how our healthcare system is failing older Americans. But he has some solutions on how to fix it. His new book is out. It's called Curing Medicare. Dr. Andy Lazarus is with us, and it's such a pleasure, doctor. You're a primary care physician specializing in geriatrics, and currently you direct a group practice in Columbia, Maryland. What's the biggest concern that you have today about Medicare?
Wonderful insurance. I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. Medicare is a terrific insurance. It takes care of a lot of people who would otherwise not have any care. But the biggest concern is that as it's running out of money, which we all know is going on right now, nothing's really being done to fix that problem. So as time goes on, Medicare is going to be less able to provide these necessary services. And the reality is that as technology becomes more advanced, as we become a more specialized society, there's a lot of money being spent by Medicare that not only is not helping people, but people don't want it. And that's really what's driving Medicare down, and that's what needs to be fixed.
So when Medicare was created back in 65, about 8% of our population was 65 or older. The current projections estimate that by 2050, that number will rise to 20%, I think even more, or some 88 million adults. So the question becomes, who's going to care for our elderly? Who's going to care for us? Who's going to be able to afford the $1.2 trillion doctor's bill? That's the other question.
They're both the same part of the same question. Because, you know, unless Medicare does change course to some extent, there's no way it's going to be able to survive the amount of people who are going to need it. And if we keep driving people into the hospital when they'd rather stay home and when they benefit from staying home, when we keep pushing tests and medicines and procedures on them, they're absolutely unhelpful. Instead of taking care of them as people, as they get sicker, doing the things they really want, which is some support at home, some caregiver support, some exercise programs, you know, and unless we make that shift, it's true, Medicare is not going to be around for us, and that would be a shame. Again, it's a shift that people want. And it's just being extremely – it's the reluctance of Congress right now to do anything. And you even hear the two presidential candidates now basically saying they're not going to make any changes to Medicare. And that seems to be the way people are talking. Either they want to destroy Medicare and just eliminate it, or they're just not going to touch it at all. And the changes that we're seeing as doctors and that you'll all be seeing as patients are not changes that are going to make a dent into the financial problems Medicare is having. And we're all noticing these these changes, these reforms that they're being called, are actually making it much more difficult for us to take care of people the way they want to be taken care of.
Well, what makes this story even more disturbing for me as someone who has been doing a holistic health show is that we are starting to see that people that are of the Medicare age are being treated by pharmaceutical drugs, whether they want them or not, having invasive procedures, whether they want them or not. And it just seems to me that someone needs to cut the cord. Someone needs to cut the cord from Big Pharma, with all due respect to doctors, but someone needs to cut that cord and not give doctors more money and pay them better when they give out drugs versus not giving out drugs.
Well, yeah, and you know, Big Pharma, Big Hospital, Big Medicine, they're all in cahoots, unfortunately, and you know, most Congress people have them in their back pockets. But remember, the doctor is writing the prescription. And the way our healthcare system is set up now, the doctor has total control to do whatever he or she wants. You know, a good example of that is an elderly person decides to see a cardiologist as often as he or she wants to, and the cardiologist decides to do stress tests, echocardiograms, other invasive tests for which they get paid, and then decides to put a stent in their heart to open up the heart, maybe for a problem that doesn't exist. And stents are things that open up blockages in someone's heart. The doctor who makes that decision gets paid $2,000 to put in the stent. If they actually gave the patient information about the risks and benefits of the stent, they wouldn't make any money. And we know these stents are not helpful, and Medicare pays about $40,000 per stent that goes in.
So it makes me crazy.
No benefit. No benefit to these stents. So
none,
you're right.
Whatsoever.
I mean, we're being taken over by, and that $40,000 profits the doctor, profits the stent maker, profits the hospital, profits an anesthesiologist. I mean, a lot of people are getting paid to do a procedure that has no value and has risk. And these people who are getting paid are the ones who make the decision as to whether that stent goes in. So it's a perverse system. You're absolutely right. I mean, just to give that example, people should not be paid that much to put in stents. And the cardiologists who are doing the stents are not the ones who should be ordering the stents. Should be ordered by someone else. That's a tremendous conflict of interest. Again, that could be changed in 2 minutes. That's something that is very easy to fix. And as most of the problems in Medicare, what I outline in my book are solutions that are simple that most people would want, and they're common sense. And those are the ones we're not seeing right now.
So what I would love to see happen is a copy of your book, Curing Medicare, be given to every member of Congress, the presidential candidates. I mean, I think everyone should be getting a copy that makes laws and really understands now, because we really don't have a clue about.
You're right. I've sent them to the two presidential candidates, but predictably have had no response. I've sent them to congressmen. It's really hard because it's such a politicized issue that nobody wants to talk about it, and that is what's most frustrating to me.
This has been such a pleasure. We're out of time. His book is called Curing Medicare, and we'll have him back on again. Thanks so much for being with us today. Thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show. For Biz Talk Radio, thanks for listening, everyone. Make it a great day and smile.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
biztalkradio.com.